Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. Parisa Pulpazai is the 16th voice in this series.
Well, I was very young when we moved to the U.S. We had just left Afghanistan when the Soviets invaded the country in 79. And so we had to basically leave everything behind.
Her transition as a minority in California wasn't easy. Parisa had to learn a new language and assimilate into a new culture with no Muslim friends. The cause, she says, was that she began to lose her religious identity. Then, during her final year of college, she studied abroad in the world's most populous Muslim country. Her favorite Ramadan memory takes place in this setting.
Well, when I was in the last years of, my last year at college, undergraduate, I studied abroad in Indonesia. And then I was actually in Indonesia during Ramadan and then the celebration Eid afterwards. And I spent it with a friend of mine from the university. She was a local Indonesian who invited me over to stay the whole month with her and her family. And I think that was probably one of the most memorable Ramadans that comes to mind, just because, they allowed a complete stranger to stay with them for the whole month, and they shared their meals with me, and they shared their, housing and their hospitality, and it was just a different experience because Indonesia is not a, it's still a developing country, so with whatever little resources they did have, they were very glad and happy, to share it with their friends and their guests. And it was just kind of a time of joy for the whole country, which I hadn't experienced here in the U.S. just because, it's not a major holiday here, but over there, it kind of the whole country moves around the whole month of Ramadan, and things close down around Iftar time, which is when the time you break your fast, and you can hear the azan, which is the call to prayer. And so you're literally just waiting for that azan to come so that you could break your fast. Especially in Indonesia, it's so hot. It's near the equator, so it's hot year-round. And so you're just waiting to, just break your fast with that first gulp of water.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.